Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning. We are in the epistle of Jude. Actually, we are going through book of 1 Corinthians by Pastor Sammy. Then middle, we are going through book of Jude, the epistle of Jude. Let me remind you that the main purpose of the writing, this letter, is to fight for the faith. To fight for the sound doctrine. Because false teachers are already in the churches. They may not be in all churches, but they impact the Bible-centered churches through their teaching and preaching, by writing books and using social media. They can impact biblical churches through their ministries. They are very dangerous to spiritual growth of the church. So here Jude, as a loving true pastor, writing the characteristics of false teachers. He started verse 4 onwards. Last time we have studied verse 11. Be aware of familiar sinful attractions. Then we have seen three familiar sinful men from Old Testament. Cain, Balaam, and Korah. Then today we are going to see, look at verse 12 and 13. Before doing that, when I was functioning as a minister in one church, before I have come to here, we said that I produce 70 bags of rice. To produce 70 bags of rice, I went through hardship. Let me tell you something. There are many enemies to my field, to producing rice. One time flood came, then rat came, snakes came. One by one, attacking the field, crop. Then I should aware, my work is to detect, identify the marks of enemies of my field that protect the field. I take picture of pests on crops and go to fertilizer shops and buy the fertilizer which heals the crop. Identifying the marks of enemies is very important. More than field producing rice, the church is very important, brothers and sisters. The false teachers, they are attacking the church. So here Jude, he is giving key marks of false teachers in verse 12 to 13. When we open Jude, only one chapter, verse 12 and 13. Open your Bible, Jude chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. These are the men who are hidden reaps in your love feast when they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves, clouds without water, carried along by winds. Autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted. Verse 13, he says, wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame like foam. Wandering stars, for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. Here Jude used a lot of rich illustration to identify, detect the false teachers. These are the men who are hidden reefs. Clouds without water, autumn trees without fruit, wild waves of sea, wandering stars. So here we have four key marks of apostates that we must detect. Four key marks of apostates that we must detect. First key mark is their dangerous influence. Their dangerous influence. Verse 12, he says, these are the men who are hidden reefs. In your love feast, when they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves. Jude described description of false teachers as hidden reefs represents the unseen danger, unknown danger they pose in the church. Reefs are the undersea coral formations usually located close to seashore. They are potentially harmful to ship because they can hit ద షీప్ ఆర్ బోట్ కాజెస్ ద షీప్ ఆర్ బోట్ టు సింక్. దీస్ ఫాల్స్ టీచర్స్ ఆర్ లైక్ దట్. బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, ద అపోస్టేట్ ఫిక్స్ దెమ్సెల్ఫ్ అండర్ ద సర్ఫేస్ ఇన్ ద లవ్ ఫీస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఎర్లీ చర్చ్ ఫ్రమ్ వేర్ దే డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఇన్నోసెంట్ బిలీవర్స్ ఫెయిత్ దేర్ స్పిరిచువల్ లైఫ్. దే ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ వీక్ బ్రదర్స్ ఇన్ ద చర్చ్. దే టెల్స్ దేర్ ట్రూత్ దేర్ లైఫ్. దే ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ ఇన్నోసెంట్ బిలీవర్స్ త్రూ దేర్ లైఫ్ త్రూ దేర్ వికెట్నెస్. Originally, the love of feast was intended to be a regular church gathering for the church. The feast was similar to potluck dinner held on Lord's Day. We are doing right on Thursdays, monthly ones, when we are meeting for Christmas celebrations, we are doing potluck because that is biblical. In early church, they are having lunch. But in that feast, these false teachers are coming and influencing weak brothers, influencing through their teaching the church. These false teachers are taking an advantage to harm them. The Peter said, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9, be hospitable to one another without complaint. Believers would gather to worship, hear the teaching of scripture, celebrating communion, and then share their common love in meal. So, by seeing these all love, these false teachers will come that feast. They will influence because they are very dangerous. That is the first key marks of apostates. Here Jude is giving two reasons why they are dangerous men. Two reasons why they are dangerous men. The first reason why they are dangerous men is they are fearless men. They are fearless men. Because verse 12 says, when they feast with you without fear. Meaning of without fear is to be without fear of what might happen. In our context, it can be rendered either boldly or without reverence. The point being arrogant disregard of responsibility for one's manner of life. Without regard for God, without fearing with God, they don't have fear with God, they don't care God, their thing is to influence, to destroy the church. That is the key mark you should detect, you should identify. Here Jude is explaining. The same Greek word used in three times other places. The Luke chapter 1 verse 74 says, please listen this verse. To grant us that we being rescued from the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear. Might serve him without fear. Philippians chapter 1 verse 14 says that most of the brethren trusting in the Lord because of my imprisonment have far more courage to speak the word of God without fear. Christians should speak the word of God without fear. This is also good. Without fear, we can share the word of God. Without fear, we can serve Him. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 10. The same word used here also. It says, now if Timothy comes, see that he is with you without cause to be afraid. For he is doing the Lord's work as I also am. See, based on these three verses, we learn that, brothers and sisters, we must not fear in our service to God. We should not fear when we are sharing gospel. We won't fear when we are doing Lord's service. But according to this passage, we should fear when we are not serving God. That is the thing here Jude is explaining. If false teachers are serving God, sharing gospel, doing Lord's work, then no need to fear. Is it right? No need to fear if they are serving, sharing gospel. But here Jude is saying that they must fear because they are not serving God. They are not serving God. They are not sharing gospel. That's why they should fear. But these people are not fearing. Without having fear, without respecting God, without respecting God's people, loving God's people, they are attacking the church, influencing weak brothers in the church, destroying the church. They are fearless men. They don't care about God. They won't fear to God. That is their characteristics. That's why they are dangerous men, brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you, true teachers will fear God. When they are doing something wrong, they repent. But apostates, false teachers, don't fear, they won't repent. They won't know about their sin also. They are destroying the church. They are influencing the church. They don't care. But true teacher will care, will fear God if he is doing something wrong. So that is the difference between true teachers and false teachers. Second reason why they are dangerous men, that is, they are selfish men. They are selfish men. Verse 12 says, caring for themselves. Without fear, caring for themselves. Here Jude is saying that false teachers are hidden reefs. They are dangerous men. Why? They are dangerous because they care for themselves. They won't care others. They won't care the church members. They won't care the word of God. Just they care for themselves. They won't love others. The meaning of this word care in Greek is protected. Care for, nurture, or look after oneself. That is care for oneself alone. They care themselves alone, not others. So that is why they are dangerous, because they are selfish men. They care themselves. Ezekiel chapter 34 verse 2 says, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy, say to those shepherds, thus says the Lord God, O shepherds of Israel, who have been feeding themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flock? But these shepherds, these teachers are feeding themselves, caring themselves. They don't care about the church. They don't care about the others. That is the key mark. They are selfish men. That's why they are dangerous. Actually, this word used for Jesus, same chapter, Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 23 says, Then I will set over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will feed them. He will feed them himself and be their shepherd. See, these false teachers are contradicted to Christ. They will not care for the church, for themselves. See, Christ cares for others. Christ cares the church as good shepherd. He gave himself to save us. He died on the cross to save us. He is now also interceding for us, protecting us. See, Jesus Christ is the great model who cares others, who cares the church. But these false teachers, they are contradicting to Jesus Christ. We know Mark chapter 10, verse 45 says, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, give himself, his life, a ransom for many. True teachers serves others as Christ serves, and false teachers serves themselves. They won't bring anything. Maybe we can say they are coming to the church, but they are not bringing any food for the church. Simply coming and eating and going. They are not always taking from others, not giving to others. These are the examples. They are being selfless men, selfish men. They take advantage of others. Do you remember, brothers and sisters, that you should not greet false teachers and receive them into your house? Do you remember that verse? 2 John chapter 1 verse 10. It says, Anyone comes to you, Cornerstone Community Church, anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not receive him into your house and do not give him a greeting. You should not greet that person. You should not invite that person, because that person, those people, ఆర్ డేంజరస్. దే విల్ ఇన్ఫ్లుయెన్స్ యూ. దే డిస్ట్రాయ్ యువర్ లవ్. దే డిస్ట్రాయ్ యువర్ ఫెయిత్. బీ కేర్ఫుల్ హూమ్ యు ఆర్ ఇన్వైటింగ్, హూమ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఫెలోషిప్ విత్. బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, డు నాట్ లెట్ ఎనీ ఫాల్స్ టీచర్స్ కమ్ టు యువర్ లవ్ ఫీస్ట్. వన్ ఆఫ్ ద క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్స్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూ బిలీవర్స్, ట్రూ టీచర్ ఈజ్ సర్వింగ్ గాడ్, సర్వింగ్ అదర్స్. ఫ్యామిలీ ఫస్ట్, చర్చ్ సెకండ్, ఫైనలీ సొసైటీ. దీస్ ఆర్ ద ఆర్డర్ ప్రయారిటీస్. యు షుడ్ సర్వ్ యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ, యు షుడ్ సర్వ్ యువర్ చర్చ్, యు షుడ్ సర్వ్ యువర్ సొసైటీ. We are discussing apostates, but brothers and sisters, even Christians are being selfish and without fear. Christians care for themselves. We should learn this teaching. But we are thinking about these false teachers are selfish. But even believers are selfish sometimes. Almost, if you are being selfish all your lifetime, maybe you should doubt about your faith in Christ. You don't know about Christ. If you know your Savior, one who serves others, definitely you will serve others. Why you are not able to serve? What is the difference between false teacher and you if you are not serving the church? If they are also serving themselves. God may help us to serve the church by seeing the great servant, Jesus Christ, who is our Savior. Who is our Savior? Second mark of apostates that we must detect. Second mark of apostates that we must detect is their useless ministry. Not only their dangerous influence, second mark, their useless ministry. Look at verse 12b. Part B says, clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted. Clouds with water are useful to others. Trees with fruits are useful to others. But waterless clouds, fruitless trees are not useful to human being. Waterless clouds, fruitless trees are figure of worthlessness, uselessness. The Jude is giving, helping us to identify these false teachers, that is, they are doing useless ministry. Proverbs chapter 25 verse 14 says, like clouds and wind without rain is a man who boasts of a gift falsely. They are not useful to the church. They are not even useful for themselves. They are not useful for their own family. They are useless people. Their ministry is useless. Brothers and sisters, true teachers' life, ministry are useful to the church. Because they will edify others. Anyone's ministry is helping the church to grow spiritually, to save the sinners. That pastor or minister is useful to the church. God will use that person to save the sinners. Paul is best example. Best example is Paul. He ministered, preached the gospel, and have done missionary journey through that work. God used him as tool to save many Gentiles and to grow the church spiritually. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. Even though if false teachers preach the word and do missionary journeys, even though they work hard to do ministry, even though they use Bible as reference for the teaching, because they are waterless clouds, they are not useful. They are not useful to the church, even though they do many ministries, working hard by saying they are ministers. Three reasons why their ministry is useless. Three reasons why their ministry is useless. First reason, they don't produce hope. They don't produce hope. Jude is illustrating the false teachers as clouds without water. This is the picture of waterless clouds. Carried along by the wind stands for people who make great claims about their spirituality and doctrines that they teach, but in the end do not benefit anyone and have nothing to offer for spiritual growth of the church. They claim, I have spiritual gifts. They claim, I have strong teaching, but they are not useful. One time. So they will not produce any hope. So Jude is illustrating the men accurately by saying uprooted, he said. Verse 12, later. We cannot hope for any spiritual thing from these men and women. Second reason why their ministry is useless is they don't produce fruit. They won't produce hope. They won't produce fruit. Verse 12 says, autumn trees without fruit. Autumn is the season when farmers expect to harvest the final crops. If they won't produce fruit, farmers disappoint for all their hard work that they have done and for their all investment. Then next they should wait. Again they should water, plant, wait for the crop to mature. With this in mind, the phrase autumn trees without fruit picture the disappointing reality of a barren harvest. They won't produce fruit in the church. These false teachers are like that. They don't produce spiritual fruit for themselves and the church. This is showing why they are useless for the church. And they disappoint the church with their fruitless ministry. I was reading Strange Fire by John MacArthur. In that he wrote the statement of one false teacher. After I reading that statement, you tell, will that person bear fruit or not? This is the statement of false teachers. Just I am reading. I said, God, I pray for like 100 crippled people. Not one got healed. He said that because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs, bang them up and down on the platform. God said to him that grab that lady's crippled legs, bang them up and down on the platform. She got healed, he has done. Then he was thinking, I am thinking that why is the power of God is moving? God said to him, he is saying that, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face. And there was this older lady worshipping right in the front of the platform. The Holy Spirit said, kick here in the face with your biker boot. I inched closer and I went like this. Boom! I just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God. He kicked her face, her nose. Because he is telling that God told him why the power of God is not moving, because you are not kicking her nose. Go and kick her nose. Then he has done that. She has fallen down. He is telling by the power of God. Let me ask you, is this useful for the church? Is he bear fruit for the church? There are many things, brothers and sisters. These false teachers, they claim that by seeing those all programs, can you see Benhin? He used his coat, almost he is beating the people, throwing out and kicking people. One guy is there in Andhra Pradesh. I told you already, he is doing with his hand like this. And the lady, with girls, with men. Because there are many things they are doing in the churches, claiming that using the Bible, reading the Bible, preaching the Bible, but they are doing all kind of these things. Is it useful? Will they bear fruit? We must understand. These false teachers do not produce spiritual fruit, but they produce the fruit of luxuries for themselves. The fruit of confusions in the church. Let me tell, God cannot save anyone and sanctify anyone through their ministry. That is the proof of their useless ministry. That is the key marks of false teachers. Third reason why their ministry is useless. they don't have life in themselves. They don't have life in themselves. Verse 12 says, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead, uprooted. Here is the reason, the cause of why a tree is being without fruit. That is, tree was dead already. Here Jude is giving the cause of their death, that they were uprooted. We do not hope in the tree which is uprooted. So Jude said, why trees are fruitless? The result of that, why they are useless? Because of two reasons. Twice dead, at the same time uprooted. Jude calls these false teachers twice dead, referring to their eventual eternal spiritual death. They don't have life in themselves. They were twice dead, uprooted. One who has Jesus' life in himself is true preacher. But these people, they don't have the life of Jesus. These men and women are spiritually dead. They are unbelievers. We think they are believers, but they are unbelievers because Jesus Christ's life is not in them. How does dead man will be useful to others? They don't have eternal life in themselves. False teachers are useless to the church because they don't produce hope, they don't produce fruit, and finally they don't have the life in themselves. You may ask how their ministry is useless. The first, we can say that the charismatic teachers, charismatic teachings, when you observe, you can say that they are useless. One false teacher called six years girl, and he transferred his anointing to her. Then he called three of the congregation. One lady came. This man is saying that, see that child's eyes, then you will be healed from your headache. The another man came with a heart problem and saw her eyes, and he was healed through her eyes. They sell the prayer oil and call the people to trust the oil can heal them. They run to Apollo Hospital if they are sick. They are right. They are doing right thing, but they are cheating the congregation. These are the false teachers. If they preach these all kind of things, are they useful to the church? We have to understand, brothers and sisters. The second thing is legalism. Just you don't think only on charismatic teachers. The legalism also be very dangerous. Law plus faith is equal to salvation. For example, if you don't kneel, then you are not saved. There are many teachers, they say, if you don't wear white shirt and pant, you are not allowed to the church. If you are eat pork, you are not saved. They are adding the works to the grace. The law plus faith, they preachers. That's why Galatians, Paul says, Chapter 1, verse 8, he says, but even if we are angels from heaven, should preach to you a gospel contrary to what we have preached to you, he is to be accursed. We should not add any law to the gospel. Jesus cannot save anybody through their works. But there are many false teachers. They say that you should work hard to get salvation. Jesus cannot save you without your work. Jesus came on the earth. He died on the cross. He saves us through faith by grace alone. But there are some false teachers. They say that you do some work to get be saved. These are the false teachers. Charismatic preachers, at the same time legalistic preachers. These people will attack the church. We can see their uselessness clearly. They are contradicting to the word of God. Brothers and sisters, please think. Will God save anybody through these kind of things? No. Will God sanctify anyone through these kind of teaching? No, true gospel preaching will save the sinners, sanctify the believers. That is the biblical thing. So what are the ways you can be useful to the church as a Christian? How can you can be useful to the congregation? Encouraging through word of God. Sharing the gospel. Telling the gospel, not your own experiences. Not your own opinions. Share gospel, Christ. We should mention in our gospel, brothers and sisters, Christ will save you from your sins, not from your sickness, headache, cold, cough. He saves us from our sins. That is the gospel. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, not for our sickness, healing our physical healings. We should mention the gospel. We should share the gospel. Then only we can be useful for others. But these false teachers are not useful to others. Third key mark of apostates that we must detect is their shameless lives. Verse 13. Their shameless lives. Verse 13 says, wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame like foam. Here, casting up their own shame is talking about their shameless passions, which are evident in their action, in their words. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 20 says, but the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its water tossed up refuse and mud. Here, Jude is saying that wicked cannot quiet, but toss up refuse and mud. Their ungodliness, their sinful fashion. You can say that they use the Bible, they preach from the Bible, lacks of audience coming to that man, coming to that church. They have a beautiful church building, they have beautiful lights. Many people are coming. He's a big pastor, he's driving a nice car. Don't think those things, don't see those things. Here, Jude is clearly explaining their mark. How can you identify them? If you have that doubt, here Jude is answering your question. See their life. See their life. Are they godly? Are they faithful to their wives? Are they caring for their children? Are they holy in their life? We should see those things. Not miracles. Not all other dramas. Are they godly? If they are not godly, their life, then that is the key mark of false teachers. Shameless lives. Brothers and sisters, Jude said already in verse 4, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness. They use the grace of God. They take advantage of grace. I can do whatever I want. I can do sin. These are the false teachers. Then he says verse 7 of Jude. They are like fallen angels, and Sodom and Gomorrah and cities surround them. What they have done? Indulged in gross immorality, went after strange flesh. So these false teachers are unfaithful to their wives. They are homosexuals. They do sins. Their shameless lives are evident. Here Jude is explaining. They are ungodly men because of their immorality, but also because of their ungodly words. Ungodly words. Their lives are filled with lots of ungodly words and ungodly actions. They are prideful actions, self-centeredness, greediness. Everything will come under this. They do all kinds of ungodliness, speak all kinds of ungodly things without shame. Without shame. They don't have shame. They're shameless lives. Do you remember Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 20, be aware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. And he says, verse 20, so then you will know them by their fruits. Do you remember? We are doing Bible study from Philippians. Paul told Philippians chapter 3 verse 2, beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers. These are the characteristics of false teachers. Don't blindly follow those people, but look at their lives, their shameless lives, their sinful lives. We have to think about brothers and sisters. Two aspects of their shameless lives. The first aspect of their shameless life is restlessness. Verse 13. Wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame-like form. Wild waves of the sea don't have rest, but restlessly cast up their form. Like the same way these false teachers cast up their own shameless passions restlessly. See, they do sin continuously. Continuously they do, like waves of the sea. The second aspect of their shameless lives is showmanship. We can see their sins. We can identify publicly, we can see their sins. Because it says, no, notice the word form. We can see the exhibition of their shameless godliness. We can see them. They unblushingly exhibit those shameless lives of godliness in their words, in their actions. They are unfaithful to their wives. They beat them, use bad languages towards other teachers. They are prideful men. We can see clearly. They exhibit their ungodliness clearly. I know one guy who speaks bad languages about true teachers. His name is Jan Jabaraz, who lives in Chennai. I can see old men and young people or children in CCC. But in his church, most of them are youth. Why youth are going there? He has disco lights, or he has dancing. Because disco dancing he has. He's attracting youth. Then everybody is going to the church because they can dance, they can enjoy. If anybody says that you are doing something wrong, he uses bad languages. In Tamil, he uses bad languages. See, we can see their fruit, their wickedness, their shameless lives, we can see clearly. Then he says, David danced. I also danced. David did not dance in the church. He danced outside. Twisting the scripture, using the scripture and attracting the youth, earning more money, becoming greedy, then not only greedy, then scolding and using bad languages about true teachers. Brothers and sisters, thank God, if you don't have that kind of pastors, Cornerstone Community Church does not have those kind of pastors. Thank God. They are not like, but we should pray for our pastors. Your teacher must be godly. Pray for your leaders so that Satan may attack them. That is your responsibility, brothers and sisters. But we may not do all kind of jumping, dancing, those all things. But true teacher must be godly. You should pray for Pastor Sam. You should pray for me. You should pray for all godly teachers so that Satan may not attack them. Not only praying for pastors, and also praying for yourselves. False teachers should not show up their shameless lives, and also believers should not live ungodliness. You should be holy, because your Christ is holy. If you have true faith, you have desire to live a holy life. You will ask, you will pray, you depend on Christ. Lord, help me to overcome this sin. If we are doing sin, these false teachers are doing sin, what is the difference between true teachers and true false teachers? Unbelievers and believers, we should look after our lives, holy lives. We should depend on Him. We should trust in God, in grace, to overcome the sins. Fourth key marks of apostates that we must detect is their unstable destiny. Their unstable destiny. Look at verse 13, says, wandering stars, wandering stars, for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. Wandering stars does not refer to heavenly bodies that continuously shine, have fixed path, but it signifies shooting star that flashes across the sky, then disappear forever into black darkness. False teaching is short-lived like the light of shooting stars. They appear short time on the stage in the church. They leave the church. They look like they are true teachers. They live among us. Then suddenly they will leave. They won't live long life. You remember, brothers and sisters, 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. Children, it is the last hour. And just as you heard that Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have appeared. From this, we know that this is the last hour. Verse 19, he says, they went out from us, but they are not really of us. For if they had been of us, they would have remained with us. But they went out so that it would be shown that they all are not of us. False teachers, they don't have a stable destiny. They don't have stable goal. They don't impact the church permanently. But just they looks like they pretend something that they are not. Suddenly they disappear. Suddenly they go out from true teaching. Brothers and sisters, they leave the true teaching and the church. They are like true teachers before they leave the church. Do you understand? We should be careful. Two things that face apostates in this verse. Two things that face apostates. First thing that faces apostates is their eternal home is darkness. Their eternal home is darkness. Because it says, for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. The utter blackness, darkness of hell has been reserved forever. 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4 says, for if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but cast them into hell and committed them into pits of darkness, reserved for judgment. Revelation chapter 20 verse 10 says, the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets, false teachers are also. And they will be torment day and day forever and ever. But don't discourage. Are why God is not doing? Why God is not doing something with these people? Even though they are destroying the churches. See, their eternal home is darkness. Christ, they are going to be punished. The second thing that faces apostates, their eternal judge is Christ. Their eternal judge is Christ. Here Jude is saying that the black darkness was kept already by Christ. Christ reserved, kept the black darkness for the false teachers. So darkness is not come to exist without Christ. Because that verse, that sentence is passive tense. By Christ, darkness has come to exist. Because I can say, why? I can say, Jesus Christ is the judge, eternal judge. Look at Jude. Verse 6 says, and the angels who did not keep their own dominion, but abandoned their proper abode, he has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of the great day. He has kept. He is referring Christ. The Christ is the eternal judge of false teachers. He is the one who judges all false teachers, unbelievers, and even fallen angels, because the one who will sit on the great white throne, that is Lord Jesus Christ. First time he came as the Lamb. He died on the cross. He humbled himself. Then he rose from the dead. One day he is going to sit on the great white throne to judge all unbelieving people, all false teachers, because they are not repenting. They are not submitting to the Lordship of Christ. He is going to judge them. He is going to judge them. He is going to judge all unbelievers. Sadly, I am saying this hard. We must pray for the false teachers, brothers and sisters. It is not a happy thing, we can say that. We should pray for false teachers so that Christ may save some of the false teachers from his hand. From his hand. God has saved, Christ has saved some of the false teachers. He may save more false teachers so that they may not attack the church, they may have the eternal life. I am going to conclude, brothers and sisters. We have seen key marks of apostates. Their dangerous influence, their useless ministry, their shameful lives, finally unstable destiny. If, for example, if I am being attacked by current shock, electrical shock, one of you came to save me, then he took my hand to save me. He also got current shock. We both are shivering. We are almost going to die. Someone came to save us. He also hold that person's hand or my hand. Then he also got shock. The three of us shivering. We three of us going to die. Then one man using his brain, he came. He took wooden stick or something else. Took that. He has separated me and current electrical wire. Why I said we should be protected. Church should be protected. Cornerstone Community Church should be protected by separating from false teachers. We must not have connection with the false teachers. First thing we must do. Second thing, what they will do? After we fall down, then they call ambulance. Then they will take us through ambulance. Then we will go to a doctor. Doctor will do treatment. Then he will give some suggestion. You do this one. You take this medicine. He will tell that. Because of a recovery, right? So second thing the church must do, we must sit under true teaching. We must go to the Jesus Christ, to those who preaches Christ. Then we can be healed. First thing, we must disconnect with these false teachers. Second thing, we must assist. We must have the connection with true teachers. God may help us. God may protect us from these false teachers. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. Lord, thank you so much for saving us, called us. Lord, we are nothing. We are weak, Lord. Lord, there are many false teachers are attacking the church. Lord, please protect our church from those men. Lord, help us to have wisdom, to read the Bible, know the knowledge of you, Lord. Lord, protect this church for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.